All right, we're here for it. Brace yourselves. We'll do it every week at this time. It's the Big Ten Power Rank. That's right. Okay, bigger and better. 36 teams, let's go.
Well, Mike, soccer style, not everybody made the list. Not all 18 teams made it.
What are you doing, relegation?
Bottom four, not there.
Who was relegated?
UCLA.
Agree.
Minnesota.
Agree.
Northwestern.
Can't lose to Duke at home. Agree.
Purdue.
I hate their guts and their mascot wears sweatpants.
So they are all out.
Started 14 then. Here we go. Who's the worst team in Rico's Big Ten Power Rank? Kenny, you want to wager a guess? David, let's get interactive.
I'll say Rutgers.
That's slanderous. They're good. Go ahead.
David?
I was also going to say Rutgers. Okay.
You want to chime in, Mike?
No, just go.
Maryland. Maryland is at 14. Reason being, you lost at home to Michigan State, and your lone win was against UConn. So that's why you're sitting there at 14.
All right. Reminder, people, these are fluid.
Yes.
Rico
this is
has
for this
volatile,
week only.
Volatile movement. Go ahead.
At 13, the University of Iowa.
Okay, see, this is why I don't respect this segment. They lost to Iowa State in a rivalry game. You got them 13th?
Well, because, Mike, your victory is against Illinois State.
The Redbirds are very competitive.
I'm just saying, okay? There's a penalty for losing.
Oh, my God. Okay.
At number...
What about the kids? Go ahead.
At number 12, it is Rutgers. Rutgers? No.
The slander.
It is not slander. Menenga, the running back, is the truth. It's like the Lions in overtime, the way he punishes people. It's just their schedule. They haven't played anybody.
And they're not going to, but they're going to win.
So that's
we're
going to
win so big.
Yeah. So, yeah. Howard and Akron.
Two tough, respectable ball clubs. All right, keep it rolling.
At number 11... Washington, UW.
Okay, I would have Washington below the last two teams you just named.
Really?
Yes, they're not good. But you'll find out soon enough. But fine, you really respect the win over Eastern and the captain of bowling shirts, Chris Creighton.
Well, you played Howard, so that's why. The next at number 10 is Indiana. Sitting there at 2-0. They haven't played anybody, but my goodness, they punish people. You're going to collect that check after you take a beatdown. So 77-3, but you haven't played anybody.
Minus 210 on FanDuel. Kurt Cignetti will kill someone with a trident at some point this season.
To your point, Rico, they have 108 points forward. Same with Ohio State. They've just killed people.
Right, they have.
You know why? Because they got the Maple Leaf missile, Curtis Rourke.
All right, now we're at
number
nine. Any guesses?
I can't predict you. You're a nut.
The Illini.
You're insane.
I know, it's like we were at dinner. You're like, you're a wild card. I don't know what you're going to order.
I have no idea what's happening.
He was like, I don't know what you're going to order. You're a wild card.
Put State here.
Who you got at nine?
I was going to say Illinois.
Yeah, the Illini.
Yeah, but they beat Kansas. The way this guy's ranking, he might have Illinois number one.
Nope. At number nine, your school, David, University of Michigan.
Ooh. Whoa.
Your biggest win was you lost to Texas. Okay,
I thought it was getting away with cheating.
No, so that's the only thing that is saving. You lost to Texas, Fresno State. You struggled against Fresno State. You lose to Texas.
Okay.
You're at number nine.
All right.
At number eight.
You gotta put State somewhere low. Come on now.
It's Wisconsin.
Oh, my God.
Now, no. Here's the thing. Wisconsin struggled. You're going to find out a lot about Wisconsin this week.
They
got Bama
lost
at home.
Western.
Right.
They were down in the fourth quarter.
Right. They got Bama at home. So Wisconsin can skyrocket up here. At number seven.
Did you see the spread on that game, by the way?
No. Was it eight?
No. Bama minus 15.5.
Okay.
So you do what you want with it. I'm just giving you the numbers.
What's Caster Ticket say?
Nothing yet.
The jump around.
Nah. The jump around.
At number seven, MSU.
Okay.
You went on the road and you beat a road Big Ten school. Struggled in your first game, but I do say your second game that you won, you actually played a Power 5 school on the road.
All right, I'd put them 10th. but I'm not going to go crazy. I understand how you're doing this now, so I get it. Next week, they could be 17th.
Correct. And relegated and not there. At number six, Penn State. Penn State, 2-0. You went on, you struggled last week. My goodness, you were losing to Bowling Green in the second half, in the fourth quarter. But I give you credit for going on the road to West Virginia and winning that game and winning it handily.
How weird is it that Penn State might have a really good offense and a mediocre defense for once? It's like the upside down world. How do you let Bazelak rip you apart from BG?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Now, because it's not going to be, it's anticlimactic. Ohio State is one.
But we know this.
Okay. So we now have 5-4-3-2.
I've heard that.
At number five, any guesses, gentlemen?
Oregon.
That's what I was going to say to Oregon.
USC.
At number five, the Fighting Belemas. Illinois.
Okay, because of the Kansas win?
Yeah.
All right, this will be the highest they rise in this poll.
Probably.
They will be somewhere around 12.
Probably. But right now, they knocked off a ranked team in Kansas. Now, we may find out that Kansas is garbage. But truth. It's only week two.
But they do get a benefit and a bonus. They brought back the bar helmets from the Mendenhall era. The Illinois with the bar underneath. It's a good look. They got rid of that stupid eye. I'm just saying, nice uniforms. I'd raise them in the power rank.
At number four?
Come on, Oregon.
Nope. At number four, Nebraska. Nebraska, 2-0. You just went out there and did everybody a favor, and you just beat Colorado, and you took it easy out. You should have actually beat them a lot more.
I wish they would have run it up. They really folded up shop in the second half. But 28-0, Rayola, they didn't ask him to do too much. He was very in control. The power running game, man, they were just bodying Colorado.
All right. At number three.
Just get it out of the way.
Kenny, where's Oregon?
USC.
You want to break the tie?
Oregon.
At number three? It's Oregon.
Thank God.
Oregon is at three.
They should pay more of a price. They should have lost to Boise State. You needed two special teams touchdowns. You couldn't stop anything on the ground. You couldn't protect Dylan Gabriel. And Boise might be the best poverty conference team, but it can't look that way 2 weeks in a row. I just, come on.
And to me, that's what saved them is they're finally going to get out of the state of Idaho. You're not going to be playing the Vandals. You're not going to be playing the Broncos.
No, this week they go to Reser Stadium and take on Oregon State. They may be throwing chainsaws on the field.
At number two is USC, a revamped USC that they got a defense. I wasn't expecting this at all. I knew, you know, Lincoln Riley will have them scoring points and is the first team to get the 35 would win. No. They got defense.
If you want me to believe, 2 weeks, you got to go into Ann Arbor and win. I love what they did against LSU, and I had them that night. And I love watching them, and they're fun. If you want me to really buy, you got to go to Ann Arbor and win.
And that's why I had them over Oregon, because you won your game, neutral site.
Yeah.
And you beat LSU under the lights. So that's why they were two, David, and not three. At one is Ohio State.
So let me ask you.
Because they haven't beaten anybody, but, man, they look like a machine with possibly, if they had a such thing as freshman of the year, they got it.
Let me ask Kenny this question, because he's got the only team competing for a natty. What is your view of OSU, Ben, since you have played them multiple times and you might run into them?
Well, my view of OSU is always that they're built to be an SEC team or beat an SEC team. This year, I'm not so certain. This year, I think we're talking about Ryan Day. I just don't believe in him as a head coach. And I think if things don't go his way, I think this might be his last year as head coach there.
I haven't been overly impressed, but then again, they're not playing anybody. I got to wait and see. I know all about the talent. I know about the payroll. They're on the Michigan plan right now.
Yeah.
Right? The last couple of years, Michigan playing no one early. It's hard to... I'm fine with keeping them there on talent alone, because Oregon has done nothing to deserve that level of praise.
Plus, the Big Ten to me doesn't overly impress me as a conference.
I can't really tell.
You asked the question.
Now, roll next damn week, Tide. I mean, come on, Finebaum.
Now, next week, there are two teams that can really jump up in the rankings. It's Purdue. they're playing Notre Dame.
11-point underdogs.
Right. Purdue upsets Notre Dame. They're going to move up into the top 14, which means somebody has to move out.
And caller Rob will move to Antarctica.
And Wisconsin, who has Alabama at home right now. Wisconsin,
I want Alabama to drop a bomb on Rob Riggle and Tyler Van Dyke. I can't stand Luke Fickell. He looks like Rob Riggle, which annoys me. Please, Alabama, do us all a favor.
So that is your Big Ten Week 2 power ranking.
Programming note, tomorrow's kind of going to be like an opening day show. We're going to do a lot of Tiger baseball tomorrow because we said if they got to three games, you're in a race. Now, again, Fangraphs still has you as a 9.5% chance of actually getting this done. But I got a full presentation for you. I dug up some numbers. And make no mistake, this is some of the biggest witchcraft I've ever seen because Cole Keith's not hitting. Torkelson's not hitting. Young isn't hitting. And you don't have a pitching staff. You have
Don't give it all away.
It's fascinating.
It is.
And we're going to talk about it. But we wanted to handle the football today. Question for everyone here. Tyreek Hill. I know, obviously, we referenced it yesterday. The body cam footage has come out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you tell me. I just wanted to do one segment on it because it is. It's everywhere in the news right now. You can't escape it. What's your takeaway here, fellas? I'll give you mine, but go ahead.
Bad look for the Miami-Dade PD. You didn't need that type of aggression to yank somebody out the car, to cuff them, and then all of a sudden to grab them in a chokehold, to throw them down to the ground, and then go after Calais Campbell afterward because he's stopping and saying, hey, what are you doing to my guy? You get in the car too. What you saw was testosterone to the thousandth degree. Like, this didn't have to be this way. And I don't get it. And thank God the body cam is there because at least it's unbiased. We see exactly what happened.
David?
See, in my mind, I agree with you, Rico. A lot of people are saying, well, you know, he rolled his window back up. I get that. But the aggression wasn't necessary. If you want him to roll his window down and he doesn't, you don't need to then pull him to the ground and do everything that you've done and then do what you did to his teammates. But one thing, and I'm just going to speak my mind here. One thing I don't need is many of the media members out there on social media saying, well, what if it wasn't him? The reason why I don't want to hear that from people is because there was a reason players protested for social justice years ago. And the media was quiet on it. And the media said they need to just play football. So I don't want to hear it now. Right. I don't want to hear it now because you see some video about it. They talked about it and wanted things changed years ago. Don't say nothing now, media.
Yeah. Well, my thing is, and I've talked about this. I say it anytime I talk to my friends in law enforcement. It's like, it's never been harder to be a cop, ever. It's just, and it's a job I would never want. But like, you watch the video, and all I could tell you is Tyreek needed to be better. But it doesn't justify the way that rolled, where the cops were essentially talking bleep to him. Like, oh yeah, your knee got operated on. Did you get your brain operated? Like, stupid stuff like that, where I'm like, all right, wait a minute. So now he's face down cuffed. Calais Campbell has won Walter Payton Man of the Year. And I understand all the things that are going to come back at me with this are what ifs. I'm making a point to you. You are in the vicinity of the Dolphin Stadium. You know who you've... If you don't know who you've pulled over, I'm not telling you not to do nothing. Yeah. I'm not telling you to treat anyone special. What I'm saying is there has to be an effort to de-escalate stuff here.
My thing is this.
That felt tense from the start.
My thing is this. And this is the one thing that I've often said, because people are like, oh, well, all cops are bad. And I'm saying, no, all cops are not bad. But the unfortunate thing is the good cops know who the bad cops are and they just overlook them. Because I promise you, this wasn't the first time these cops acted this way. It may have been the first time they did it to somebody with fame. It may be the first time that somebody called them out on it. That didn't look like a couple of guys that this was their first day straight out of boot camp and just got overly aggressive. That looks like that was their style. And the Miami-Dade PD knew this, and you keep employing these people. It's what makes cops look bad, because you keep around the cops that you know are going to be problems because why? Well, it's a brotherhood. Well, you know what? Either go and talk to your brother or maybe they're not your real brother.
The thing I don't get in all of this, and again, let me be very clear because everyone wants to have these binary arguments. I don't understand if you're Tyreek Hill, you're approaching this either. Again, it doesn't justify him face down in cuffs. But what's your plan exactly? Like, what's your play here? Like, what do you think? You're just not going to roll your window down? I did. Now, again, reaching in there, grabbing this guy, yanking him out of the car. No. I'm not justifying it. I'm making a point. If you play ball, I don't think it gets here. So it is both. And I know people don't want to hear both because it's going to be cops good, Tyreek evil, or Tyreek, you know, Tyreek bad, cops good. It's complicated.
Did he have the window all the way up or was it cracked? Because I got to go
it
back.
It started all the way up. They were knocking. He's like, don't do that to my window. Then he rolls it down a little. Then he rolls it up. Then it rolls down all the way. Then the next time the window comes down, they lift the batwing door because he's driving a Lambo and he's out on the ground. And then it gets bad. Then it gets to the point where you're going, all right, look, I never would want to be a cop. I never would want to deal with people. But it doesn't justify that.
No.
But then when Campbell walks up, and again, you're in the heat of the moment, and you're right. Maybe they don't know who Calais Campbell is. It's not their job to know. And you're going, look, you're not going to be a part of this. It's just the whole thing spiraled.
Right. Because Campbell is thinking, I got to protect my guy because I don't know what you're about to do next, so I need to be a witness. And they're saying, we don't know who you are. Why are you standing here, sir? You need to move along.
I just think this one is both, personally. And that, and no one's going to care about that opinion because everybody wants 100% their way. That I thought it was a terrible look for
like
Miami-Dade police.
To me, it looks like those cops have done this before. I can't prove that, but it didn't look like that was their first rodeo.
Go ahead, David. You're talk, please.
No, I want people to understand. You're right, Mike. A police officer's job is difficult.
It's thankless.
And I understand Calais Campbell and Jonnu Smith that come to help Tyreek Hill. It's a chaotic moment. They don't want that. They don't want you coming up on a scene. They're trying to control the scene. But there was just a little bit too much aggression in my mind when those players are just simply trying to help.
And Campbell is by his vehicle, and he's like, you know, whose vehicle? He's like, I'm just here. He didn't walk up on them.
But there's confusion because one officer saying, just go get in your car and leave. The other one's, oh, give me your stuff.
Like, the other one's like Billy Badass. Let's just call
so
it
who
it
am
is.
I listening to here is what he's saying.
It could have been handled so much better, and it wasn't. And it was right outside the facility before a game.
This
wasn't at 3:00 in the morning, leaving a club.
Here's the other weakness, right? And this is just, I'm admitting this. It is like when we criticize officials. It is very easy in slow motion to have an opinion. When you are not out there, and look, let's face this. When you are out there, my job is different. I don't think about, I may not come home today. Right? And this is not some vast defense of cops. I'm making a point that it is very easy for us to sit back, watch that body cam footage from the comfort of our studio and going, uh-oh, mistakes everywhere. Like when you're in that moment and messed up bleep happens to you on the daily, I do see both sides, but it can't end up in that.
Right.
It can't.
Because when you then see like other footage of other arrests and you see the cop maintaining their cool, but still making sure, hey, this is what's going down. It's like, but why can't every arrest be this way? Why did this one have to end up with him face down on the concrete in cuffs?
What do you think happens? What do you think comes out of it?
I think
they'll if you don't want to answer, don't. No, I'm asking.
I'm never shied away
from
this.
No, I didn't mean it like that. If you literally are like, Mike, I don't know, that is also an answer.
I think after the body cam footage has come out, I think that those officers will probably end up reassigned to some other county or some other city. They'll still have that same aggression. It'll just be away from Miami.
Here's what I want to see, and they have released a citation, a little bit of the citation, saying he was driving 60 miles per hour. But what I have not seen...
Good for him. I don't like speed limits.
But what I have not seen is 60 and a what? They haven't said Was the zone 40? Was the zone?
Was it a 25? Was it a school zone?
So if it was a 50-mile-per-hour zone, he's going 60 to me.
David, if you own a Lambo, you should be able to speed.
But no, here's the thing.
I'm just throwing it out there. Let's have an Autobahn.
But here's the thing. Most people have been pulled over for speeding. It does not end up where you face now on the concrete.
Well, because I also, okay, here we go. This is going to be like, up, here comes white guy. No, seriously. If the cops tell me to put my window down, I put it down. Okay, and again, I'm not defending what went down, but I am saying you're not going to win when you don't listen to the cops.
No, Mike, I get that. But you don't know what type of cop you're getting. So here's me, being black guy. I don't know what mood he's in.
Correct.
I don't know what mood this cop is in. I don't know if he got into it with his partner, his wife.
Right.
And he's just feeling like, you know what? I'm going to be a real Richard. So I pray, you know what? Here's a... Dude, here's everything you need. I have my hand stuck out the window before you even get there. I don't want any aggression.
Agreed
because
totally.
I'm not doing anything because I don't want to be the latest hashtag. I don't want to be on a t-shirt. I don't want protests because of me. I just want to go home.
Well, see, you just nailed the biggest thing. And this is where I don't get when people don't comply with the police. Anyone of any race. How do you think it ends if you don't listen? Just help me there. See, all I want to do, and this is with respect, I ain't trying to hang out with the cops. I want this engagement to be over as fast as possible. Period. I'm with Rico on this. But it can't end up like that. It can't. So, I don't know. There's your one segment because the body cam footage was all over the TV again for the 50th time this show. Again, it doesn't matter. You bring this up, people are going to go haywire. I think it's complex. And I do think it's very easy to Monday morning quarterback stuff like this when we're just watching from a studio. Ain't us out there. I don't know about you. I don't worry about going home tonight. When cops leave the house, that's a different deal. And take it. I know plenty of people in law enforcement who are, they're wonderful people. And bad cops give the 99% of good ones a bad name.
And that's just it, Mike. That's why I'm just like, it doesn't know. Because take it from me. I'm a person who, I've had a couple of situations where in the end, oh, sorry, wrong guy. Really? You pulled me out the car. I've been detained. I've had guns drawn on me. Oh, my bad. Wrong guy. Have a nice day, sir.
Hey, by the way, if you want to know how we have arrived at a very strange place in college football, just a quick story. Peyton Thorne is saying, Auburn quarterback, he is receiving Venmo requests from fans for their gambling losses after they lost to Cal as 14.5-point favorites at home.
Oh.
It's funny. When they lose money, they want their money back. But when they win money on a parlay, no one's ever sent me any of that, close quote. Things are going really well at Auburn right now after Peyton threw 4 interceptions against Cal.
I thought you were going to say just in the world of college football. You lost me the game. Pay me.
Well, that's kind of where it's at.
I'm sure that's my fault, too.
No. That's just Peyton Thorne being bad at football. One question. Now, presidential debate tonight. The only way for me to make this tolerable, because I think both parties are ridiculous. Can we bet on this? I asked that question to David, and David has rescued the day. We can place a bet on the debate tonight.
You sure can.
I'm in.
There are a lot here. A lot that me and Kenny.
Where can we place these bets?
A lot of these are on, the different sites. I've seen Bet Online. I've seen BetMGM.
Okay. I would absolutely create an account, I think, for me to. If I can bet and I can get like over 2.5 on Border Czar blasts, I'm in.
You're in.
Do I get like mentions of black jobs? Because all tonight is for me is drops. There's nothing. None of this matters.
So let me give you some of the real ones, not some of the ones that me and Kenny put together.
Okay.
Yeah. Some of the real ones would be...
What can we actually bet on for tonight's presidential debate?
Will Harris and Trump shake hands? No, -400. Yes, +250.
I would bet no. No, I'm not going to bet 4-1.
At any time.
Yeah, that's crazy.
At any time?
At any time.
I don't think so.
You would think just being presidential, but yeah.
Is this the are you going Costa value?
No, I'm not. I'm I'm thinking petty and spite, so no.
I don't think he shook Biden's hand in that debate, so I'll say no as well.
Well, it's hard to shake hands with someone who doesn't know what planet they're on.
All right.
They went straight to the podium, so.
Yeah, and afterwards, they went their separate ways.
With help, Biden.
Yeah, as a crane pulled Biden off stage.
That was just a loving wife saying, good job, Joe.
You did it.
Here.
You did
it. No, this way.
Come on. Right.
No.
I'm going to say
he's not selling popcorn. No.
-400, no.
No. Okay. Okay, another real one. How many non-facts will Harris record? So basically lies. Over-unders, 5.5.
Hold on. But how do we... Okay.
It says as per WAPO fact checker blog.
I was about to say like the CNN fact checker type.
So here's
thing.
My rule. The minute a politician opens their mouth, they lie. So I would just take the over naturally. How long are they up on stage?
It's a 90-minute debate.
Oh. No politician on earth can avoid 6 lies in 90 minutes.
Let me give you the number that they have for Trump. Over under 19.5.
Wow. It's like rooting for points in a football game. I'm rooting for lies over both. Can I parlay the overs? Can I
like that.
The
Prop Bet Casino. Parlay.
In fact, I'll take alt line on both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would bet the over there.
I think hers is the easiest one, but 5.5, that just seems like easy money right there.
Mike's making a teaser pleaser over here based on lies.
Yeah, so if we do a 5.5 lie teaser, I got Trump at 14, I got Kamala at 0.5. That's a mortal lock.
So what if you lie, but then come back to correct the lie?
No.
Does that count?
Ah, it's an utterance. It's graded.
Yeah, okay. It gets graded. Yeah.
Where can we bet that?
I want to do the parlay with you, Mike. I'm taking both.
Hold on. Kenny, where can we bet this?
This one was on betonline.ag.
Kenny, can you go there while we're doing this segment? Will they allow you to parlay a presidential debate lie duo or a teaser, please?
I'm in there. I'm with you. We can. What do you want? Tell me what. I'll give you half of it right
this
now.
This is fantastic.
All right, let me give you one more real one. First state mentioned by either Harris or Trump.
First state.
I will go Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is -120 in the lead so far.
Okay, give me some value. Where's cookies when we need them?
Okay, here you go. I'll give you the +1,200. +1,200 would be Wisconsin, New York, Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, Michigan, or Nevada.
What about California?
California would be +425, which is second. You mentioned Georgia, Rico, third at +800.
Can I ask one question? In the flow chart of life, what is along the highway towards you arrive at betting on what state will be mentioned first in a presidential debate?
Bro, people bet at bridal things. Is it going to be pink or blue when the ball explodes?
I do think with current, marital stats, it would be good to start bookmaking divorce rates. On like weddings you attend.
Wait, what?
This one's a +160.
When Ben and J-Lo got back together, wasn't it odds that they would get divorced again?
-1,000.
Yeah.
The guy looked miserable every time he was out with her. You see that one where he was out to
slam the door?
Oh my God, putting her in the car. And he's like, oh my God, somebody just run me over.
Because it looked like, okay, we're going to stop the argument. We're going to take you to the car. We're going to pick this back up the second the car door closes.
Kenny, yes.
So the bad news is there is no same game parlays or teaser pleasers for the election. Very sorry for the
bad news.
But I do want to know, black jobs references. The over-under that me and Kenny set is maybe low. 3.5.
I'm going under.
Okay.
I think... First of all, I would love more variations of the black jobs drop. I'm rooting for this. I almost wonder if she tries to ask him to tell her what black jobs are.
Yes. I think that happens. And I think at the end, when she gives her final goodbye, she's going to say, you know what? I'm going up for one more black job, and that's president.
Well, we need Kamala drop, so we don't have any.
Right, I'm saying
we only got Biden.
So,
and then.
No. So, but if she asks him about black jobs, and then he says, "Well, I'll tell you about black jobs," does that count as two?
Yeah, that's two.
Ooh. Wow.
And then the last one, border references
over
under 10.5.
Over.
David, you could have told me 25 and a half, and maybe I would think about it.
I think
that's going to be the focus of tonight is going to be the border.
Kenny, call your bookie. Let's see if anybody will SGP the lie parlay. Kenny's hillbilly bookie out there in Lake Orion.
Like a teaser, pleaser, debate.
SGP. Hey, if anybody out there calls their bookmaker,
wait,
just alert me.
Wait. David, how about this? Mispronouncing a name, her name.
A Kofefe.
You know. Well,
we have nicknames on here.
Okay, we're moving on.
Number of nicknames Trump uses, 1.5.
We're moving on.
Over. Camila.
Okay, keep it moving. Let's get some football in the mix next, 97.1.